Lisa, before I go to the next question that I have here on the screen, could you give just sort of a broad overview to folks of some of the work that you're doing? You have been actively engaging the business community and actively engaging the legislative delegation and have been really proactive in laying out the process to develop a plan for economic recovery here in Lancaster County. Can you give sort of a broad overview of some of the work that you're doing and how folks can engage with you?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Senator. So the Economic Development Company, along with our partners at the Lancaster Chamber, have drafted, we have in draft form, we haven't publicly released it yet, a Lancaster County Economic Recovery Plan, which has really 4 points to it that are very consistent with what we've been talking about and what the panel's been referencing. The first point is really to try to get as much of the financial assistance that exists, whether it's at the federal or state levels, or even if there's any local assistance that becomes available, into the hands of our businesses as quickly as possible. Already we know that's not been smooth sailing, but we do think that through the SBA and the Treasury and our banking system, as we settle in a little bit more, hopefully some of those ruffled waters will get smoother. The second point of the recovery plan really gets to some of what's been talked about, which is the need for widespread testing and better understanding the population, tracing where the population's been, isolating people who do have the virus so that business can start to get back to normal. And then understanding and working with our business community, and this is everything from manufacturers to healthcare to professional offices to retail, hotels, and agriculture. Lancaster County has such a rich tapestry of business. If you think about across all businesses, the modifications that business is going to need to take, particularly over the unknown period of time, but let's just call it the next 6, 9, 12 months, that involve social distancing activities. So do we need to have monitoring when people come into office buildings? Do manufacturers need to have different types of workspaces? Do we need to install perimeters around workspaces as if you went into a retail branch that there would be modifications made? What sort of cleaning protocols, what sort of personal protective equipment should everyone have, much like the latest Department of Health order? So that's all contemplated or starting to be contemplated in one of the strategies. And then I think the third and biggest piece that we're also having to focus on is that as we think about re-ramping up the economy, industries are going to behave differently. Our hospitality and hotel industry here in Lancaster County has been devastated. You don't just rehire everyone and hope that the hotel is full tomorrow. So what does that look like, and how do we ramp that up, and how do we as a community provide support for those industries? So that's really the shape of the plan that's coming together, Senator, and it's going to be really it's going to require being inclusive of everything from our federal, state, and local elected officials to lead organizations like ours in the chamber, and then we're going to have to work very collaboratively across the board with businesses, large and small. We're particularly concerned about our smaller business community, businesses with 20 and fewer employees, very, very hard hit so far, and so the conversation now is how do we provide the most support that we can the most efficiently.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I know it's a working document and still in draft form, but I thought it would be helpful for folks to know that that there have been a number of folks that have been actively engaged in this conversation. It's going to require a high level of collaboration, and I'm grateful that those conversations are now taking place. And I think Lancaster County, quite frankly, can help really set an example for the rest of the Commonwealth in terms of collaboration and beginning the process to plan for our recovery now. So I appreciate the work that you're doing.